Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome you once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry. Brother Bulla here with you once again. Want to give a shout out to all of you that are listening tonight. We have a wonderful program scheduled for you. But before I do that, I just wanted to remind everyone, for those of you that are still surfing the social media wave, look us up on Free Inside Ministry. Got a wonderful page there and has a lot of information. We also have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And we also have an email account. If you'd like to send a note on maybe how this program has touched you or a loved one in your family, or maybe how we might be able to improve the show, I'm always looking for constructive suggestions. And that would be freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry from First Assembly of God, Red Hill. We reach out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. And like we tell our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Well, we just want to make sure that all of our brothers and sisters, our brethren up at Wayava, Halava, also FDC, the women's facility, and also OCCC, want to give a big shout out to everybody. Want to give a big shout out to everyone we saw Saturday night up in Halava. We were able to go in with a few different members with Free Inside. We had Destiny Church represented that night also with us. Had a wonderful time with over 200 brothers that were able to attend the praise and worship concert up at the gym. So good to see you guys. Keep the faith, brothers. Just love praise and worshiping our God together with you. Had a great time with all of you. But we also had something very exciting happen this past Friday, October 4th. For those of you that have been under a rock or in a cave, it was called the Free Saguaro Concert. And in our studio today, I am very honored and very privileged to have with us our spiritual pastor and leader, Pastor Scott Sonoda from First Assembly of God Wahiwa, the Free Inside Church. We are the good in the hood. And we also have our manually operated, taser-triggered soundboard today. And I just hit the trigger button twice, as you can see. But, you know, we're going to have some fun today. Just got a lot of praise reports. But I just want to let Pastor Scott bring everyone up to speed why we had to have a concert and what entailed all of that. And then we got some praise reports that we'd like to share with all of you. Because I know many of you out there that are listening were not able to come, but you're able to pray for us. And I want to thank each and every one of you for that. For those of you that were able to participate, you know, Bula's three P's of ministry. The first P, which is so important, is the prayers of support that we thank you so much for. The second P would be the participation. You can come down and get into the ministry with us if possible. And the third P that is just as important, and we just treasure that and welcome that and appreciate that, would be the financial support. Now, for the Punahou graduates that are out there saying, "Brother, it starts with an F. What is he talking about?" Well, you see, my wife's Filipino, okay?
Mabuhay!
Mabuhay, yeah, everything in tini kling kling too. She has enough shoes to do that. But you see, I can't say two P's and an F. That doesn't make journalistic sense. So I have to have something that makes sense. So I said the three P's. You pray, you participate, or financial, okay? Either way, the buck stops here. Hallelujah. But I'd like to let Pastor Scott come on board right now and just share his heart and why we had to have a concert and what this Free Saguaro is all about. Pastor Scott.
Well, first of all, I'd like to give glory to God for just putting this all together. It began about 4 months ago when we were leaving Saguaro after ministering for 4 days to the over 1,500 male inmates that are incarcerated from Oahu there. And what happened was that the warden, as we were leaving, said, "Hey, Pastor Scott, Bullock, what do you think about doing a baptism right here in this yard?" You know, and we're like, what? You know, yeah, we're like, "Huh? What are you talking?" And he goes, "Yeah, I can see us doing a baptism here, maybe in October, November." And we're thinking like, "Are you joking us?" But long story short, here we are. You know, God has divinely put some right people in our path. We want to thank the De Lima family, Kapena, the Hawaii's premier island band, Dr. Jesse McGuire, ooh, and of course the seven churches that participated with our prison ministry band called the Overflow Band.
Overflow Band,
and
that's,
you know,
right,
all three just meshed together to bring glory to God on Friday night. You had to be there. I mean, I can tell you all what happened, but you had to be there, and those that were there will be able to tell you how blessed we were.
You know, it was just a wonderful support system that we had created, you know, and just working in such cohesion with, you know, Kelly Boy, I can't say enough about you. You know, your testimony is so powerful, but to see your kids up there and your wife, your beautiful wife, and she's so beautiful, and I can't understand because she had good eyesight too. But anyway, we'll figure that out later, but, you know, you're one handsome guy. And, you know, but just having your family there, such a strong testimony to those that were there. But many people do not know that Kapena, the group Kapena, Kelly Boy being the leader, he has played in every prison facility here on Oahu, but he will not play by himself. He will always take his family. He wants to model the family nucleus when he goes in.
Hallelujah.
And that's just wonderful. And so wherever he ministers, especially to the incarcerated, he's going to take his entire family, and that's a lot of sacrifice. But we appreciate everything you guys did. You just brought the house down. It was just heartfelt testimony. But Lynn, why don't you share about the women that were able to come and perform also? So gracious they were.
Oh, praise the Lord. We were so blessed. You know, first of all, thank you, Chaplain Tammy, amen, from the Women's Correctional Center. They brought their women of excellence that are with their life what is the name
recovery
of the program? The Life Recovery Program. They were able to do two dances for us. They were so awesome. And Kim, if you're listening, you were all front center. We've got some great pictures of you. And we just thank them so much for taking the time to come out and support Free Saguaro.
Well, you know what was beautiful about that is their expression of faith, their expression of love. And even though, you know, and some of the people in the audience says, How can they be in prison? They look so wonderful. They look so beautiful. See, and that's the misnomer that a lot of people don't understand. And that's their perception of what prison is like. And that's one of the main things about Free Inside Ministry is we're able to put a face, we're able to voice, we're able to put something that people don't understand what goes on in prison, because all they see is what's on TV, and that's not real. You know, prison is filled with a lot of real people, with a lot of real questions, looking for real answers from a real God. And that's why we go in over 40 times a month, Free Inside Ministry, with our volunteers to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we bring hope where there is hopelessness. We bring the light into the darkness. We bring the name of Jesus so the devil has to flee.
Hallelujah.
You know, we're just so blessed because that night people got to see so many good things that go on with the prison ministry. It's not all about doom and gloom. It's about the hope that rises in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because that's not just for those that are on the outside. It's for everybody. And like I always tell our brethren, there's people inside that are more free than people walking the streets of Kalihi right now as we record this program. You know, and you don't have to be locked up to be locked up, because there are some people, they've been released of all the sins that bound their heart, that binds
that's
their heart,
right,
and they are free inside. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is,
There is
freedom.
Freedom.
Now, Pastor Scott, maybe you could share with us. A lot of people don't know who this chaplain guy is. They were quite shocked when they found out who he was and what he's done and where he's been. But yet, the hand of the Lord is upon his life and has placed him in such an influential position as the chaplain to our brothers, to our uncles, to our fathers, and to our grandfathers and our boyfriends that are there in Saguaro.
Well, we had the privilege to have, and I'm really, that's an understatement when we say the privilege, because we were so blessed that Dr. Jesse McGuire, now that name may not be a household name, but this man has so many accolades that I couldn't even say that without spending a whole half an hour. But they go from the list of playing, been asked by three presidents, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton,
yes,
to come personally, not as a group, personally to play at the White House. He's played at a Super Bowl. He's played at NASCAR in front of 350,000 people. The list goes on and on. He's played with 18 Grammy Award winning artists.
Grammys.
You know, but yet, you know what? For this season, Bulla, as you said, he chooses to be the chaplain to our men of the state of Hawaii for the season that he's in right now to minister to them. Now, he could be playing all over the world. I think, Bud, the week before, he was just playing at the San Francisco 49ers opening season. And then the week before that, Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.
Yeah. You know, he's played all around the world. He's played for kings and queens, prime ministers, and just toured the world during ministry. And Tower of Power, when he was at Tower of Power as a trumpet player, that was back in the days of you're still a young man, syncopated rhythm, down to the nightclub. He's been around the world, through the world, under the world, over the world, and in the world. But he has a doctorate in divinity, and, you know, he's just an accomplished musician. But I respect him because he's a man of God, and he's so humble. If I had 1/10 of Dr. McGuire's humility, I'd be a better person. But you see, the one thing that makes it interesting is he realizes that, you know, in our last trip when we were up there in May, he realized that, you know, it's more than just being an administrator. What a lot of people don't realize, when you're a chaplain in a prison, it's not a chapel, it's called a religious service center. Because in the prison facility, you have to realize they have to recognize all religions and all beliefs. So that would be like normal, like the Mormons, like Buddhists. But there's also the Odins, the one that worship Odin.
Thor!
There we go with our sound effects. The Wiccans, you know, the Wiccans that come in and everything else. The Muslims, you know. And so they get to draw the pentagram on the floor. It's the same floor that we use for our church services. So he has to facilitate that. So, you know, he said, he shared something that was very, very impactful with us at church, where he shared two sermons with us. He says when he first got there, there were these Odin worshipers, the ones that worship, who was that, Lynn?
Thor.
Yeah, right on cue. Thank you, Jesus. And so he said, yeah, I know there's a lot of Christians here, chaplain, but we don't see a lot of love from the Christians. And he said that hit him right between the eyes. So he said in his position, he has to accommodate them. He has to love them like Jesus loved each and every one of us, but still know that Jesus is the one true living God. But he still has to accommodate them. And he says he has seen some of them come down the aisle from whatever beliefs they were at and say, can I get saved today? I want to know this living God. And that's why Dr. Jesse McGuire is at Saguaro, because he is the one that stands for the truth, the living truth of our God, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and we're just so excited to get up to Saguaro. You know, we're blessed. We'll be taking a bunch of team members with us. Want to give a shout-out, of course, Pastor Scott, Lynette, and myself, but Pastor Barry Naone from Dora Faith, Nanakuli, but a lady that I just want to give props to, who just recently organized our solemn assembly yesterday down at the state capitol, Pastor Virginia Dominglan. What a wonderful job, Pastor. We love your heart, man. And everywhere you go, you bring the fire. But, you know, it was just a wonderful gathering yesterday, solemn assembly. But Pastor Virginia Dominglan, for those of you that don't know, has been taking the word of God into the prisons for 28 years.
Hallelujah.
Now, for those of you, I love my soundboard. For those of you that know Pastor Virginia, you look at her and you say, how can she be going in the prison 28 years? Did she start when she was 9 years old? What's going on? She has the joy of the Lord. She has the youthful exuberance of the Lord. And she's going to be going with us to Saguaro. Also, Sister Lucy Mahelona is going up with us from Fishers of Men's Ministries. You know, we're just looking for a wonderful time. We have Linda Lee. We have Sister Marian Gananciel. We have the Helshams. We have Robert and Christy Helsham and their two sons, Ryan and Robbie Helsham, going with us. And our senior pastor, Senior Pastor Clayton Coe, the assistant superintendent for the Assemblies of God churches in the state of Hawaii, knows how important this is to the men of Saguaro. He knows how life-changing this baptismal service will be. So he is currently right now in Brazil, but he will be back right before we leave for Arizona. So he's going to be preaching at Red Hill on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, he catches a 3 p.m. flight to Phoenix, Arizona, arrives at midnight Phoenix time, and then come Monday morning, he will be participating. We leave at 7 a.m. out the door. We'll do two baptism services. We'll have a meal that evening. And then Tuesday morning, he's going to catch a flight and come back home because he has other obligations. Now, that
Hallelujah.
Is our senior pastor. He knows how important this is to those men. He knows how important it is for the kingdom to continue building the kingdom and not building churches. You see, we're into kingdom building because God didn't say, go build my church. He said, go build my kingdom, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Hallelujah. But Lynn, why don't you share, we just want to give a shout out to some of our other people that were able to help us pull this concert off.
You know, when we talk about the Overflow Band, You know, it's kind of like Convoy of Hope. As you know, we're Convoy of Hope people, and God put it upon our hearts that, you know, our ministry, although we are the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, we are connecting and partnering with all different churches in our ministry. And truly, if you belong to another church and you have the heart for prisons, give us a call, because, you know, let's talk about it. You know, in our overflow band, and the whole thought process was, God's going to bless us and we will overflow. So in our overflow band, we had New Hope Leeward, we had Door of Faith Nanakuli, we had Destiny Church, we had Community Christian Church, we had All People Missions Church, we had First Assembly of God East Honolulu, we had Life Spring Church, and of course, the Free Inside Church, First Assembly of God Waiwa, from, well, led by our spiritual leader, Pastor Scott Sonoda.
Yes, you know, and I, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity for everyone to come together. Another thing I wanted to share is, you know, there are families here that have their Lovelands, Arizona, and they participate in a video visit at our church. We call it Live Connection. We do that on the third Saturday, and that's in conjunction with Chaplain Dennis Yokota and Good News Prison Jail Ministry. And we were so blessed that we had the opportunity to bless all of those families, even the ones that went to the New Hope Live Connection visits and also the other church. The New Uwanu Church. So we gave tickets to all of those families because we wanted them to come and participate and to feel the love of Jesus and just to have a nice time. You don't have to spend nothing.
That's right.
You know, just come and enjoy. You know, and for those of them that did come, you know, I just want to thank all of those that were able to make it out there. But another powerful part, and Pastor Scott, maybe you can share about this, you know, Free Inside Ministry, we've been doing this for a couple years now, and now we actually see the fruit of all the seeds that we've been sowing and planting in soil. And what made it so impactful is that we can do ministry every time, but what happens when they get out? What happens when they walk out that door? What happens when they walk out of the facility and now they're on their own? And you see, we can minister all we want to them inside, but when the rubber hits the road, when the pedal hits the metal, where are you going to be? What are you going to do? Because this is when they need you the most, when the devil's going to attack them from 360 degrees and they call out to you. Where are you going to be, church? Where are you, church? Because we can do all we want and play church, but when it comes time to pay the bill, are we going to be standing side by side with our brothers and sisters? Pastor Scott, why don't you share about, I think we had a testimony that evening. It was quite moving from what everyone told me.
Amen. You know, we have different parts of the Free Inside Ministry, and one facet of that is what we have is a Timothy House. The Timothy House was a discipleship home that we started now. So most people will call it the Clean and Sober House, but I kind of take a little offense to that, because what we were really doing is discipling men that would have been following us in the prisons for the time that they've been incarcerated. And you know, one of the pitfalls of men and women coming out of prison is what happens after they get out. And so we wanted to do a follow-up with them. And so we have a home called the Timothy House. And we had have a gentleman by the name of Saipele Ciatini. And he's followed us. I met him about 5.5 years ago in Saguaro when I went up with New Hope and Roy Yamamoto. And from there, he came back to Oahu, and then he was in Waiava, and he tried to get released, and they didn't release him. Then he went to Annex 1, and he tried to get released, and they didn't release him. Well, he's now in the Lamalka program, and he went up for the parole board, and he just got released into the Timothy House. So
hallelujah.
October 16th, he'll be coming out for good.
Amen.
And he's the product of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God. And not only, you know, when we say prison ministry, we're speaking about the body of Christ.
That's right, the body of Christ. You know?
So because we're just one part of the prison ministry, and we want to thank all those churches, the body of Christ, who are involved in one way or another to see these men brought to full restoration.
You know, what was even more powerful is that when we had that, when he was giving his testimony, we had other people that had come through the system standing behind, men and women that have been through the system, and they were wearing the shirts. We did it in red this time, and if you go on our Facebook page, you're going to see what they look like. It's the picture of a set of jail bars, of the bars of a jail cell, and there's a area large enough where you see these hands, and there's a heart, and it says, "For whom the sun sets free is free indeed." And that's in white lettering on the red shirt, and on the back it says, "Saguaro, October 2013. That's to signify, one, we had our concert to raise the funds, and two, that we've gone to Saguaro to have our baptism service. But, You know what's interesting is a lot of people that were attending the concert just were amazed at the heartfelt appreciation that those who have been incarcerated have for those that have helped them out. Because it's when you're down and out, it's when you're in the gutter, it's when you're on the side of the road, that's when we need to be Jesus with skin. Because we can all preach a good sermon, we can all teach a good sermon, but how can you just reach down and help somebody and love on them? Give them a hot meal, give them what they need, give some clothes on their back, give them a place to stay. Just help them out, because when they come out of that facility, wherever they've been, you're talking years of incarceration, and you know the devil is just waiting to pounce upon them. As it says in the word, he is prowling around looking for those in the world, as we talk in the story of Job. But you know, Lynn, why don't you share again, you know, because you were able to interact with the women from WCCC. What was their countenance? How were their attitudes? I mean, because, you know, I know they're locked up and, you know, I don't know if they're really interested in being there, but how were they when you had a chance to be there?
They were joyful. They had the joy of the Lord. I think one of the things that just blew my mind is when they walked into the sanctuary and, you know, First Assembly of God, you know, I call it the big small church. You know, it's in size, it's big, but it has the feel of a small church. But beautiful, beautiful sanctuary with sound system. And I think they come out quite a bit to perform at churches, their dances. But I think they were really, really floored that this was going to be a blessed night for the glory of the Lord. Bula.
I just want to give a shout out to all my sisters from the women's side. We're going to see you Thursday night. And sorry, I can't bring any chicken with me that you guys was eating in the green room. But we did have a lot of fruits and everything. We're so blessed you guys were able to enjoy yourselves. And Chaplain Tammy, I think it was so powerful that you were able to come up and finish that first dance with them when they were up there. And
Pastor's, that's right. That looked great, Tammy. It was awesome. I mean, the unity in your group is just so awesome. And, you know, ladies, you know, we're coming out Thursday, Bula and I, and the Marion, I'm sure, and Linda. But more importantly, this Thursday, we break out into two. So Pastor Scott Sonoda will be there as well, and they'll be going to Olomana.
Well, you know, that's just a wonderful time that we're going to be having on Thursday. And, you know, we just wanted to thank all of the people that are able to support us. Now, as Pastor Scott said earlier, this is going to be an annual event because we're going to try and see if we make the arrangements to have more consistency. And instead of waiting 4 or 5 years for every baptism, maybe if we did it every year or every other year, it wouldn't be like 600 or 700 men. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful blessing. But ladies and gentlemen, my brothers, you know, when we go up there, we're going to be working. I mean, I don't know. You know, I was trying to explain to our team. I said, you know, when a church baptizes 10 people, that's a good Sunday. When a church baptizes 25 people, that's a potluck for the whole afternoon. When a church baptizes 100 people, that's like potluck to dinner too. So I have no idea what happens when you baptize 640 men.
Hallelujah.
Because that'll be more people, more men, more people getting baptized in 4 days than most churches will do in their existence. And that's something you got to hold on to. And you got to take a seat back and say, God is doing a mighty thing. Now, I want to remind everybody, it's not about anything we do. Please don't even get that. But it's about everything God does through us. Because we're living proof that he takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. We're worse than the Bad News Bears. We wouldn't even qualify for the Bad News Bears. But you know what? We stand in the glory and righteousness of our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I learned this a few years ago. If you give God all the glory, he's going to give you the joy. What a
Amen.
Deal is that? You know, it's almost like tithing. You get to keep 90%. All he wants is 10 cents. He gives you $10 on Monday, and Sunday says, give me $1. Can you get $1? I'll let you keep the 9. I don't know. We got to work on that a little bit.
Hey, you know, Bula, we're just so excited for this trip. But please know, this is not vacation. We are about our Father's business. Amen. And we really ask for your prayers as we get ready to leave in 10 days. Physically, it will take a lot out of us, but we know that Jesus will be with us, and we just know that your prayers will push us even further. And truly, we're talking numbers and all that kind of stuff, but you know, we really don't even have a clue what God is going to do in those 4 days in Saguaro. And we are just, I just feel the spirit bumps right now, because I know God is going to do a mighty thing up there. Not only to the men that will be coming out, it's going to speak volumes to the others that didn't make that choice. And maybe if we become consistent, that all men will come to him. Amen.
Well, I feel the wind of revival blowing already, you know, and it's not about numbers, because, you know, even as one soul comes into the kingdom, let all heaven rejoice. Yes, so I think they better call some backup angels to blow some horns, because we're going to have a lot of guys coming into the kingdom as an outward expression of their inward commitment. You know, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, and I'll just be, I'm going to talk real because that's the only way I know how to talk. A lot of people in church can dance around their sin. Everybody in prison lives in their sin, but they confront it. It's right there in front of them. So when you get them to confront their sin with you and call Jesus into their life to be their Lord and Savior and ask for change and give him total control of their life, that's when you see the miracles begin. That's when you see the signs and wonders. When you go to Safeway, you expect to see groceries. When I go to Saguaro, I expect to see miracles because they are in a perfect place to receive the touch of God upon their life. And once the Lord touches them, they will be forever changed.
Yes, Father.
Pastor Scott, a closing comment of your excitement getting into Saguaro?
You know, everybody thinks, probably is thinking, wow, you know, that's great what we're doing and everything and how we're going to be able to bless them. And that's partly true. But, you know, the underlying factor here is that, Bulla, you, Lynette, you and myself, we know that every time that we go, who's the one that gets blessed?
Amen.
We get blessed 1,000 times over. We get blessed
more than they do. Just to know that God has handpicked us to be able to be his vessels of his arms extended of love, you know. And I tell you, I'm just looking for the miracle, because every time we go, we have at least two miracles, you know. So I'm just looking for what miracle he's going to do this time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. For all our brothers and sisters that are on the other side of the wall, just talk to your Father, man. He just wants a relationship with you. See, I gave up religion a long time ago to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because we don't go to church. We are the church. We are the church people. You don't need a building. The church is in your heart. Each and every one of us. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You have to know that. And hold on to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. You know, it's just been awesome talking with everyone tonight. We're still in the cloud. You know, we're so close to having angel dust from heaven fall Friday night. That's how good it was. I want to give a shout out once again to Chap Jesse McGuire, give a shout out to Capenna, his family, and all those that were able to support us. But continue to lift us in prayer. Continue to pray for us and reach out and touch somebody today. Be Jesus with skin and you will get blessed. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.